Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
This Hearing Awareness Week, we have Senior Audiologist Mark Vandenberg to tell us more about our hearing health. Good morning to you, Mark.
Good morning.
Mark, before we talk about the campaign, let's talk about our hearing health. Many Australians are choosing to ignore their hearing health, which can pose health risks in the future. Can you tell us what are the primary causes of hearing problems that could actually lead to hearing loss in the future?
Yeah, sure. Look, the main causes of hearing loss as you age are literally aging, getting older. Mm. You tend to find that if you're over 60, about 60% of people have a hearing problem. Mm. And if you're over 70, it turns to 70%. So that's a nice way to remember that. But the other one is if you've also worked in a lot of loud noise over time, and even if it was 30, 40, 50 years ago, that can actually have an impact on your hearing as you're getting older.
Is there such thing as like an inborn hearing loss?
There is, yeah, absolutely. And you'd find that I see a lot of children and those that at some are born with a hearing loss. Some have it due to a particular syndrome or an additional disability. So there are reasons that you can sort of acquire a hearing loss as well. It can be, for example, meningitis is an illness that sometimes causes hearing loss. A lot of them, the most common though, is due to aging and working with loud noise. You often also find that some people get hearing loss due to things like ear infections or even sometimes a big plug of wax in their ears, and that can be a temporary one that can be resolved pretty quickly by seeing the doctor.
Mm-hmm. Knowing all of this, how can we take care of our hearing health? Can you give us some practical tips?
Yeah, sure. Well, look, the one that's most easy to do, I suppose, is to avoid loud noise as best you can. If you are using a lawnmower or if you're working with loud noise in any way in your job, to ensure that it's not at a level that's going to damage your hearing. Mm. If it's the other one, I suppose, that's quite common for people nowadays is the use of personal listeners. And if they're on the train, you probably know the person on the train that you sit beside and then you can hear their music through their ears. Mm. That's a very dangerous situation to be in. So I would always encourage people to limit the amount of loud noise that they hear through those sorts of listeners. Probably the most critical thing we're keen to do, obviously, is through the Here and Now 2020 challenge, is to encourage people to get a hearing test online and just do it in a very simple way to actually check to see what their hearing's like so that they know what's going on and then they can take action if they need to.
Early detection is key, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, the sooner you can have a bit of a look, and you never know when the hearing starts to change. And the way you can do it through the hearing.com.au website is very simple. It's a 10-minute free test, and it's something that you'll have a very quick indicator as to whether your hearing's okay or whether you perhaps should have a bit of a look and take some further action if you need it.
Mark, using a headphone is now part of our everyday life, right? But what some of us don't know, as you said, loud noise, loud volumes can impact our hearing. What's the safe volume for people in using their headphones?
It's something around about 70 to 70 decibels is within the safe range. Anything below that is safe. As you get higher in decibels, and look, sometimes you are exposed to louder noise, The important thing is if sound is louder, you just have to be around it for a lesser period of time. It's what we call dosage of noise. So if it's softer, you could spend longer time amongst it. But things like headphones, if they're very loud, you really should avoid that where possible and spend as little time with as loud noise as you can.
Based on a new research, hearing loss is also having a profound impact on relationships. Can you tell us more about these findings?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, we commissioned a study last year and we found that a significant amount of people, people over 50, up to 75%, I think, of people over 50 felt that their family or partner who hadn't had a check before hadn't had one done because they didn't think there was a problem. Mm. Now, as I said with the stats before, that's probably, for a lot of people, that's unlikely. There probably were problems. So it can cause a lot of frustration for family and partners and loved ones. And to be honest, the person that's feeling they don't have the problem, a lot of the issues going on perhaps are they're embarrassed or they're feeling like they might be getting a bit older.
Yeah.
And I suppose in that reason, there's a bit of a stigma associated with doing something about it. So what we've tried to do is make it as simple as possible by people jumping onto the website and getting a test done. It's very non-threatening and you don't have to go into a shop to get it done, I suppose. So, but the impact is quite great amongst the families because you need two people to communicate, and if one person is having trouble hearing, then it all breaks down a bit.
As a member of the family, how can we help our family members that have issues in hearing problems to take control of their hearing health as well?
Yeah, look, I think sometimes it can be very much a gentle approach to sort of say, look, I don't think you're hearing as well as you could. I would be encouraging people to jump onto the hearing.com.au website and just do that quick hearing test. Like I said, it's a test that it involves a quick questionnaire and then a test listening for numbers and background noise. But it actually pretty quickly gives you an indication as to whether there might be a problem there. I do feel sometimes if family members push too hard, you tend to get a little bit of pushback.
That's right.
But certainly, if there's a concern, it shouldn't be something that people tend to just, pardon the pun, but they suffer in silence a little bit and they tend to put it off. I think it's better to seek action earlier and seek action, quicker to sort of see if we can resolve or address any issues. And what better time than Hearing Awareness Week to do that?
And finally, Mark, Hearing Australia is calling on all Australians to take part in the Here and Now 2020 Challenge. Tell us more about this, and can you invite our listeners to do the test?
We're excited to try and get as many people jumping onto the website at hearing.com.au as they can. Do the free 10-minute hearing check. As I said, it's quite a simple one, and it's just a really quick and easy indicator as far as getting an idea and a snapshot of what your hearing is like. If there are any concerns, you can also ring Hearing Australia on 131797 to just get some more sort of specific concerns. My feeling is that if whatever avenue people take to start to investigate their hearing, I think is a good one because it is something that a lot of people do tend to put off and delay. So the sooner they can get that sort of looked at, the better.
Thank you very much, Mark Vandenberg, Senior Audiologist, for this very informative interview. Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.